And nobody's asked me that before, so I have to ponder on it. If you had a spiral, let us just say a heart-shaped spiral, how's that? That doesn't fit anything. But you have a current, and maybe it comes up, and you have its meeting point. At which point can you say positive changes to negative or negative changes to positive? It has to stop dead still first, and something has to happen for it to reverse its polarity. Now, let us just say you start down here at the bottom and you come up. You see, a neutron, it neither attracts nor does it repel, but it does not allow a clash of the proton and the electron. It holds it separate. So maybe both are a little bit repelled by it. It stands alone. But it is the particle that in motion gives motion, or the perception of motion, if you want to. And it works much as a piston in the time-space continuum. You don't have, you have pulsed waves, but the only action, literal action, that you get is basically as a piston up and down. In other words, you do a lot of hopping around and you get nowhere. But through the mind, or the neutron, you can give life, and that's a big word, because at what point does thought change into action and then into life? And believe it or not, that is the sequence of events. And you are an electric universe, so you are energy. Well, if energy is going nowhere, how does it convert itself? Through the thought of God. And this is something you can make clones. Been doing this for almost a century. Very good clones. And now somebody comes out and says, I can make clones of a human. And the world acts shocked. Why? You've got them running around all over the place. But only God can breathe life, literal soul existing energy, into a being. So you change somewhere from a mechanical object that is able to have life form and be a moving thing. But isn't it interesting? When you take the life force from it, it instantly begins to decay. But that's all right, too, because in life, and here we will go into a little bit of the Walter Russell theory, is the enfolding or the refolding into itself to be able to spiral around and reproduce. And all of this mechanism is what you call the thought or creative capability of God. So when you get into thought, you are dealing with a manipulative atom, if you will. I like to call it the atom bomb. You are able to project, and in the projection, if you call up the forces of mind and demand this of yourself, show me the way. Well, you can come and dump it on me, and I probably won't, because you've got to reach in there and pull it out. But the moment that your mind makes its will to accomplish an end, the mind will find a way. And then you will gather up accomplices. And now you are acting as a magnet, and you are expanding, and you become magnetic. And then you produce motion.
So then we are that, or the same as, not in the same degree, but the same in essence of ability to think as God.
You're right, absolutely.
And therefore, we can look and focus our attention on something and think with that same power. And that is why we're here, to learn to create.
Yes.
And actually, to create, not because we really do already know how to create, we've simply forgotten it.
And it helps to want to create in a perfect way, in a positive way, I guess.
Yeah, because creation could be either positive or negative.
Either way.
Sure. Right.
And you see how much your enemy accomplishes by that one attitude. The thought, I am the biggest, the best, I will have it all. And they never lose sight of that. You have to come back into your creative capability and recognize that. And it takes a while. I mean, you can know it and still sit there, and I'm going to make that pencil move. Well, is that such a big deal? But if you can't make the pencil move, it doesn't work. The bigger your goal, the higher your idea, the more apt you are to have it work. You take something so far out and so ridiculous that everybody else says, man, they are really gone. And you will produce it. I'm telling you, you're going to live to watch it happen. And everybody who feels that you just didn't have a job or you just don't have a job, it's going to happen. And you're going to be dealing with some people that you're going to find it very difficult to deal with because they've been so abused. And if you don't go in like the Kahila has come in here and you try to serve them and their needs, you're going to form a brotherhood. And when you get a brotherhood going in a community where you establish a bond brother to brother, you ain't even seen anything like what's going to blossom. But you have to overcome hurt of centuries. You see, these people came over here to the United States and even insulted the natives by calling them Indians. They're Americans. And people always are asking me, well, I'm Jewish. What do I call myself? What do you want to call yourself? Where do you live? I live in America. Well, are you a citizen? Of course. Then you're an American. What is all this other junk? We're going to measure the thickness of your skin? And yes, there are differences in bloodlines. And since I didn't get the papers here in time, I should discuss that a little bit. Just as in the blacks, and these are some of the Semitic countries also, you will find something called sickle or sickling cell disease. It's an anemia. And literally, the cells will actually form little moon shapes. Little sickles. And it's called sickle cell anemia. It is very, very specific to a particular racial bloodline. To the Ashkenazi Jewish people, and you're going to find the predominant separation right in Tel Aviv, in Israel. You have the Sephardim, and you have the Ashkenazi. And believe me, my friends, N-A-Z-I on the end of that word means something. They have no God rule. They will preach God all the time. Just like Clinton and Bush and everyone. God bless America. God bless you. God blesses us. And I say, God bless you. They're just talking to a different God, my friends. I think anyone who has ever had any intimate relationship with the Masons, the Masonic Order, knows full well what I'm talking about as far as Lucifer is concerned. on the top of the Illuminati pyramid, on the back of your dollar bill, the all-seeing eye, is the eye of Christ, or Jesus. They called it Jesus Christ. You did. They never did. I'm sorry. I misspoke. That's just Jesus. They took your Christ, and you see, that order was already in operation before Christ was born in the form of Emmanuel, much less a Jesus was given to his name. He is recognized as will come to be the top of that pyramid. He is also asked the Masons to be the cornerstone of the Masonic temple. This is why they've taken Jesus as their own. Not the Jewish Sephardim, but the Ashkenazim. It's just one little facet. And if that's anti-Semitic, how do you talk about history without saying what a thing is? You can't. There is no way that you can. And therefore, when you recognize what is, you will stop both being shocked, stunned, guilty. I mean, it is like, if I talk to Jesse, do you think he objects to, well, he may object to Indian. There is something wonderful about your race. Everybody must have a lineage. And so we move back in the Ashkenazim Jewish community as marked as is sickle cell anemia occurring only in blacks. There is a genetic thing that happens between two Jews. If you get the same genetic problem, you end up with something congenital called Tay-Sachs. And now they can do amniotic tests to find out if that exists in the babe. And they're able now to adjust it. And for some time, they had to abort it because it would not live very long after birth. Why do we want to deny that which God has given us? I don't care who you are. And I've kind of rubbed it into Dorma for months now. She's been the purple person. That's what happens when you don't have enough air. You get cyanotic and turn blue. Everybody has a different skin tone. Everyone in this room does. And yet you single out groups. Well, you may not single out groups. But groups single out, and pretty soon you're at each other. Here are people in Bosnia and Herzegovina, Muslims, and whatever they are. And here they are now in Bulgaria, Algeria, everywhere, fighting with each other. And then you move right over to Los Angeles, and here are the black gangs shooting each other, and the Hispanic gangs shooting each other. Isn't there something wrong with this picture? Well, obviously, you cannot go out and fix it. Because the success at this point in generations has achieved this level for them. And when you think there is no way, look again. You rebuild your nation from the earth up. And it's going to mean brother putting his hand in the hand of his brother. And if the Indians want to make you live in a teepee, maybe you should try it. But they won't.
I'm going to Jesse's.
Well, he's the one with the teepee.
That's what I meant. I'm going to Jesse's. He's already got it made. I don't have to learn how to do it.
Isn't it exciting? Isn't it exciting? It's just the most incredible time to experience. And I'm always so sorry when ones choose to leave. And yet everyone has a choice. And we only can live within the limits of what we have to face daily. And so it has to be one day at a time. And then it's very, very sad not to be able to just open it all out there for all of you. But we're going to get there. I think I killed whatever subject Paul asked about.
It's a good subject.
Yes.
I just wanted your comments because you know Dr. Patrick Flanagan very well and his work, over 300 some patents, etc. Child genius, we know him. But recently he's released a product called Microhydrin, another name, silica hydride, speaks of a free hydrogen ion. And this product seems to be doing just miracle things for a lot of people in reestablishing the electrical balances of the cells. And probably you know about this, but I just wanted your comments. I gave two tapes to Diane, and for all the people out there listening, if this becomes something we can help people with, maybe we can benefit what we do here. But I just wanted your comments on the product, maybe what in your creations. You know what this is all
about. Repeat what you called it.
He called it microhydrin because to call it by a scientific name, silica hydride, creates problems.
Not for me. That's the only way I can look at it. All of you are always trying to get bone to lay down, either underneath your teeth, your false teeth, your gums, whatever, your fingernails, your hair. Both need protein from a mixture of this type. You're going to get the protein molecule, which would not be recognized as a protein, but what you are really getting is silica, which converts in the body to calcium, which is the only form that will literally lay down bone. So any time that you have ones with osteoporosis, etc., and they're trying to take calcium, number one, it will not work at all without the proper balance of magnesium. On the other hand, neither one really turned to bone. It is the silica. So if you really want to build up your bones and you really want to build up your fingernails, get silicon. I don't want you to go out and eat sand, I guess, but they do have it. And they have it pretty much in colloidal form, etc. And we put the minerals and the vitamins in a base with a lot of silica in it. It would be a good product.
Hello? More than that was added, the hydrogen ion in free suspension, which is the minus charge. And this came from these two researchers looking at the Hunza water and four other places on the planet that have it for years and years. So they created this so it lives in suspension. He had Crystal Energy before. I don't know the difference of that product with this microhydrin. But it sure made a difference in some skin infections I personally had. So that's why I got, more inspired about doing MLM again.
Don't let these perfectly wonderful gifts that come to you slip by because you get bored. And I say this to my own scribe and to EJ and to everyone around. After a while, you get tired of it and, I'll take it later or whatever. Keep up with these things and you'll have a healthier body. I would caution you a little bit about MSM. Not that you need to be cautious with it. It's just that when you mix it with some things, you will produce methane. That's its last syllables. And that can be extremely uncomfortable if you are utilizing diet drinks.
Matches.
Yeah, or inhaling, is don't inhale. You'll have to find that out from Mr. Clinton, how you avoid that. But be careful, because it does. That is one of its components. And if you mix that with NutraSweet, it will produce methane. And if you're going to fly, you know, very high up there in the air, you're going to get really uncomfortable because you will get severe gas.
Automatic igniter at the end.
You get better mileage, yes. It's the bean theory. What you're really getting out of there that's wonderful is the sulfur. The body does need it, and it needs it in that kind of a form. So, oh, there are just some incredibly wonderful things out there. Anyone else want to share brilliance?
Well, I'd like sharing brilliance with you. If you could do this more often than we've been doing, it's just fabulous to be once again in this company. Thank you, sir.
I know. It's been hard for everybody. There have been some real reasons that we haven't. But yes, we can. If you'll do the work and get the case, we'll do it really often.
One quickie.
Okay.
Two channels reported in the last few days out of nowhere that Clinton has gone to Camp David for the fourth weekend in the last 6 weeks. Do they use these news broadcasts to send little secret messages out to people that are listening?
Well, they may be, but I want to tell you, every weekend he needs it. Oh, I'm telling you, they're walking on glass shards, and he needs it. So does Hillary. Oh, it's getting serious. And it's not over sex. Oh, many. He lives in little boxes, you say. They always are saying he can compartmentalize into these little boxes. Well, that's all he's capable of doing. And I'm serious. That's all he's capable of doing. He is so programmed. And yet, he holds the key. And there's some funny jokes going around, and they're so funny, I better not tell them. But one of them is, you know, he's got to use the trump card, which is the signing of the order to war. He's holding that from them. And they're just praying he won't die unless they can get someone else in as the president in time to sign it. And so he is holding that as his security blanket. But we call that the trump card. We did call it the ace. But he had to start using his trump card because he lost his ace in the hole. And they get worse from there. And somehow, you guys can tell them, but I shouldn't. Okay, let's go. And we'll try again for next week or the week after. I'm getting my lecture. I promised I would not let her have to leave here unable to breathe again, but it's happening. So I'm in the doghouse, but I still have a trump card too. Be safe going home. Don't push the river. And let's see if we can't send a little energy David's way to help with this new thing that he's got on his heart. Thank you, and salut.
Tune into how clear I am with myself about what I really want and what I really need.
Right.
There may be some way that I still don't know exactly what I need. So that adding that phrase to the...
That's where
Martin... You're talking about adding that.
No. I would never do that. Myself, I would never do that. Because you can have anything you specifically ask for. Not generally. Unless you've got a scatterbrain. You understand me? You got to get clear what it is you want. And if you don't know, ask the crew. You cannot eliminate Part 25 as an exercise. That's probably more important than the 24 parts.
I'm not sure that you're understanding what I'm saying.
No, no, I know what you're saying. Start the writing process.
I'm not saying to not do anything that you've already described. Everything you described makes sense to me, including being very detailed and asking for exactly what you want.
Right, so what's your point again?
Simply to add a statement to that whole process.
Yeah, see, I'd never do that. I'd say, if you want to have something greater, then the ask would say, now listen, you've read my list, you've seen my list. Is there anything that I'm missing from my list?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, ask the crew for some advice.
Okay.
Now, they'll give you a whole ton of stuff. Have you considered this? Have you considered that? Because, again, yeah. the crew loves you more than anything else in the world. I mean, anything. So, as a result, your crew will help you, support you, prop you. The crew wants to make you one shining example of everybody in the world. This or better. So ask. It's like the guy says, well, I want a lot of money. Well, that's a relative question. How much is a lot? Because what may be a lot for you may be chump change for somebody else. What is a lot? Be specific. You can't generalize. When you plant a seed, you know in advance what kind of a garden you're going to have. You don't just grab a handful and close your eyes and say, well, I hope something grows. I hope something comes up, shows up. I hope I get something out of life. Right. Something even better than what I just threw in the ground. No, be specific. Question.
What I hear you saying is that everybody is looking for answers when they should be looking for questions. Because if you find the right question, the crew has the answer.
Oh, all the time. All the time.
Very good.
The other thing, Veronica?
Yes, sir.
Is the reason why it's set up that way is because the crew is not going to give you a bunch of stuff without you asking for it because it's a lot of responsibility.
Big time. Big time. Before I got my new Jeep, I didn't have to wash it. Now that I got it, I gotta keep the thing washed. I gotta keep it polished.
R-H-I-R.
What's that?
R-H-I-R.
What's that?
Well, in service, they used to say R-H-I-P and R-H-I-R. Rank has its privilege, but rank has its responsibility.
Got it. You got it. That's in plain English exactly what's going on here. So.
Hey, guys, incidentally, I'm a rat on Veronica. I happened to be around at the time when he got his new Jeep. Guess what he did? Went down there and put it on American Express card. How you like to be able to just put a brand new Jeep around $30,000 on your American Express card?
Oh, you have to. You just have to pay for it.
That was awesome. I was thoroughly impressed with that.
Yeah, so was the car company.
It's a 30-day return.
A piece of plastic. What's that?
30-day return.
Yes, exactly.